Welcome to the Renovating Australia podcast, where we'll take you on site with industry leaders, experts, and everyday people who've mastered DIY or are just giving it a go.
If you're starting a renovation, building a new house, or just looking for some inspo, we've got you covered.
Before we get started, everything we talk about on this podcast is general in nature and does not take into account your own personal situation. If you're looking to get advice, please seek the help of a licensed financial advisor or professional consultant.
So let's renovate Australia.
On today's podcast, we are back chatting to real-life renovators. But Izzy and Jess from The House That Jess Built are so much more than that. Based in Melbourne, an ex-professional painter and pediatric nurse take on some of the most complex DIY projects and share exactly how they do it with their followers on their page. We chat about starting the account, Jess's infamous fridge organization tips, upcoming projects on the horizon, and Izzy shares with us all of her tips for painting 101, including her secret weapons for the best finish, the which also don't break the bank. This episode was so much fun to record, and we hope you guys love it just as much as we did. So let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Renovating Australia podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Chapman, and joined as always by my co-host, Katie Caudry. Hello, Katie.
Hi guys, welcome back.
So we're on Zoom again. It's a bit of a theme for this season is being on Zoom because there are so many incredible people that we've found all across Australia. And we just thought, cool, we've got to get you on the pod. And at the moment, we are not going to go to Melbourne, which is where our guests today are from. So we have Jess and Izzy from The House That Jess Built. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome, girls.
Thank you very much.
To have you on the pod. It's so nice. I think I've followed you guys for such a long time, actually, and learnt so much myself. So do you want to give us a bit of an intro behind the two of you and, of course, your page that you have as well?
You want to take that one, Joe? The starting of your page?
Sure.
I am Jess, who was the creator of the Instagram account. Normally, I guess Monday to Friday, I work as a pediatric nurse. And I also side hustle and do a little bit of hairdressing on the side. And when I'm not doing that, we are, I guess, DIYing and just trying to show people what you can do, whether you have the knowledge or not. So I kind of started the page as more of a, sharing DIYs more than house renovations to begin with, just, show people what you can do. But, it's kind of gone crazy, I guess. I didn't expect it to go where it's going, but it's turned into more of like a house reno sharing room reveals and things like that. So that's really cool. It's really exciting.
Very exciting. Yes. And I'm Izzy. I just got a job at Aldi, actually, which is awesome. It's actually
nice.
Extremely,
Do you get a discount on the special buys?
No, we don't. So the deal is the prices are cheap enough at Aldi. So
Of course, that's what it is.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell, really. I work at Aldi. And I do, obviously, I was a painter. A full-time painter for a little while back in the day, so I've carried that on. So you're the brains and I'm the brawn
situation.
I don't know the definition of brawn, but I'm the brawn.
Lizzie has a lot of knowledge that I don't have.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. I can see how that would work in a reno duo.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. She gets all the crazy ideas and I'm like, all right, let me figure out.
I am the motivator.
How are you going to execute on that?
Yeah. Izzy's like, no, not this one. This one will not work.
That's a bad idea. She's like, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Let's just try.
I love okay. it.
It's pretty much how it goes.
So good. And so you're in your house at the moment. I can see the wall behind you that is on Instagram, one of my favorite walls. Guys, we'll pop, of course, everything in the show notes, but this wall, it's got a whole heap of shelves on it. Is that wall, the one with the hammer drill?
It's the fireplace wall, isn't it?
This was the $2,800 challenge that we took part in.
Yeah.
Very,
so
very
talk
cool.
us through that since we're looking at it right now. How did that all come about?
So there were a couple of ladies on Instagram who saw quite a big influencer do a two-day $200 challenge and put it out to other followers to take part. So we decided to get together and it was about renovating a room on a budget. which was $200, and you've got 2 days to do it. So the fireplace, we used to think it looked, it's funny because I look at old photos now and I was like, what were we thinking? But I used to look at it being like, wow, it's so beautiful. And now I'm like, oh no, it's really beautiful now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just tried to figure out ways to, I guess, make it look better than what it was. So the, I tried to research and find ideas on fireplaces and what I liked about them. And a lot of them just had like, if, they weren't really free floating shelves. A lot of them were built in, but given, I guess, how ours is designed, we couldn't do that. So floating shelves were a nice and easy one and also a really cheap way to do it. And then we had the random idea to spray paint it black, which was the scariest thing I think I've ever done. I didn't do it. You did it.
I had to watch you.
It's just scary. Yeah.
Yeah. And we weren't actually sure if it would even work, but I watched YouTube as a way to inspire and, I guess, educate as well, because there's lots of people out there who share their own ways of doing things. And I saw a guy who was spray painting his barbecue with like this heat proof spray. And I was like, he can cook on that. We can totally still turn the fire. Like we can totally still use a heater. Because we did try and go and look for like a fire look heater, like one of the newer ones. So it would kind of look like a log heater, but the price range was up in like the $3,000 and up, which is fine if it's what you want, but we were like, no budget. So
we're just not about that.
Yeah. Save the money. Yeah. So we just tried it and it worked out really well. We're really happy with it. It's a really cool one.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And I mean, so you've been able to create this amazing space and you've had a couple of goes at it along the way with your house. Is this your first house that you've renovated or? Wow, okay, yeah, so cool.
It's the first house we've ever bought. So we bought it 3 years ago.
First place we've lived in together.
Well, yeah, first place we've actually lived together. We kind of bought a house and moved in with each other, which was great. After a few years, of course. And we were looking for something because I used to work with new homes. I'm not overly chuffed with the materials that go into new homes, like the timber they use. It's not hardwood. The slabs are half full of foam, et cetera. So we wanted an old house with old bones, with character, you know, one that's been lived in before and loved before and just kind of just bring little bits and pieces back to life. Like the little pizzeria thing we've got looked a little bit drab at the start. I call it a pizzeria because it looks like a pizza oven when you put the thing in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just exciting. Walked in and it had four linen closets, which is just out of control in my mind. How much stuff could you possibly
have
for four linen
closets? A lot of linen closets.
Considering we don't even have one, I'm actually a little bit jealous, but
that's insane. We have two now. We've got rid of two.
Did you?
So we've still got the two there. Yeah. So one of them turned into the little nook. I don't know if you guys have seen that with the drawers and the mirror with the flowers.
I built drawers. That was like my first real
Jess built projects.
I was like, I'm going to make drawers.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That is such a skill to have, making functional drawers
too. Cool.
They're not fantastic, but they work.
They open and close.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
How good. That's amazing. And so what was the very first room that you tackled in there?
The first project we did, I think, was our entrance, which was taking out one of the linen closets just to make it a bigger space. The first room.
It was our bedroom.
Was it our bedroom? Oh, it would have been our bedroom. Yeah, with the wallpaper.
Yeah.
Right there. So we were. Yeah, it had like this beautiful, I guess you'd call it like a grandma.
1980s.
Dark green with pink floral kind of going around the middle of the room.
Just the old wallpaper strip that they used to chuck up. And like,
so it was just a
base. It'll definitely be coming back in.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And the bottom half of the wall under the wallpaper strip was like a really nice brown colour, which I quite liked. And then the top of it was painted in a really pale pink. And then when we pulled the actual wallpaper off, it was a white strip. So it kind of looked like a Neapolitan ice cream thing happening in the bedroom for a little while. It was different. Different is the only word.
That's a great way to, that's a great word for that.
That was a really basic one, wasn't it? That was really cosmetic in the bedroom. It was getting rid of the curtains, which were just like your basic vertical blinds and just painting the walls, really. That's all we did in there. Like we eventually did the wardrobes, which was later on, but that was the first proper, I guess, room project that we did, room reno.
Yeah, kind of the first moment where we stood back and we were like, wow, that looks good. We did good there. Good job.
How good. And it does. Like, it's amazing what a coat of paint, and Lizzie, you would have seen this your whole career, but a coat of paint makes the biggest difference to a room.
It's huge. Yeah, absolutely. Well, for anything really, like the amount of vases that Jess has painted and stuff like that, they just look like completely different pieces by the time she's finished with them.
You would be someone who's happy to watch paint dry.
Yeah, I would literally sit there with a cup of tea and watch the paint slowly dry.
That's working well. I did a good job.
Yeah.
And so are you done with the house yet? Like, how are you going in terms of transforming it and the projects that you want to undertake in the house?
When honestly, the list could go on. You could make the biggest list in the world. It never. And you're like, oh, let's just do something. Like, it's something like, so major reno-wise, we have the ensuite and the bathroom to go pretty much. And then I guess you could call it a finished home. However, we want to do things like the internal.
Too
much time on her hands. She gets ideas.
We could make things. I'm just so about, like, there's so many things that have so many potential, like so much has potential. So like things like the inside of the wardrobes, like making that more,
practical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Space saving, storage was the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. The internal doors, things like that. So like whether it's like changing handles and changing, like making a little bit of a pattern on the door, a little project outside with the floor that we plan on doing, just little things like that. We could leave them, but I want to do them. So it's a little bit of a long list still.
I love it. And we just won't tell Lizzie about the rest of the list, you know, below the fold. No. It's okay.
I find out on the day.
Yeah. We're doing this. This is a great project. We just got to go to Bunnings, you know, for half the day. Yeah. So good.
Buy her a sausage and she's happy.
Yeah. That's the best incentive ever. I love that part. So probably my favorite part about Bunnings. But just that's something that I'd love to touch on as well, is all of the storage ideas and the DIY stuff that you do as well. I think your fridge is one of my favorite things about your whole page. Yeah. Like, there's so much to love, but fridge.
I was going to say, yeah, fridge, pantry. I think you guys are like the storage queens and the decluttering queens. You inspired us to do it to our entire house the other weekend. And we it was 10 hours nonstop. Like, I can't even believe my husband was in the kitchen cleaning cupboards, throwing out old Tupperware that didn't have lids. Like, just literally we went through everything. But it's so crazy to feel like the house feels cleansed after we did it. And it's so nice. And I mean, I know that you guys have obviously been featured on like Marie Kondo and like that is pretty amazing. How did you even get into that?
That is 100% all Jess. I personally couldn't care less what the cupboards look like. So
I don't know how I got into it. I feel like a clean space is a clean mind. I'm very much someone who, I wouldn't say that I'm anxious, but I get very overwhelmed if I walk in and I've got things everywhere and they're not, I don't know, just things laying around and like, where does that go? Or why is that here? And it doesn't feel clean. Even if, you know, you've got clean floors or you've actually done your weekly clean, it just doesn't feel clean. Like, if I don't know what's in a cupboard or if you're looking for something or just anything like that, it just makes the job so much harder if you don't know where it is or if things don't have a spot. So,
and if things have a home, then they get put back into their home and then you don't
I do agree with that.
Yeah. It's like Happy Gilmore with the Go to your home.
Yeah, it definitely makes life easier. I love the fridge. I really like the fridge, so I'm glad that you guys like it. It's very much a love or a hate thing, I find. But no, I love it. And it's just good. So you don't get any, I don't know, things don't go off in the back of the fridge, like when you can't find them, or you're like, how long has this been here for? And regular declutters and things like that always help, because I find if I haven't used it, if I've gone through a cupboard today, I'll look again in like 6 months' time and we'll do another declutter. If I haven't used it, then I just need to get rid of it, because I don't want to hoard things either. Like, a simplicity in it as well. So clear mind. It's all about the mind for me. That's what it comes down to. And aesthetically pleasing, of course, because you open a cupboard and it's all beautiful in these baskets so and neat, labeled. Yeah. And, it just gets me going. It's beautiful.
I loved your tip as well about the use first container in the fridge.
Yeah.
I think that's huge.
Yeah. So that was from Steph Pace. So she's just another mommy blogger who is a big influencer, and she had it in her fridge. So I was like, that is an epic idea. So yeah, I use that in ours, and it works so well once you've opened something, just to put it back in there. It's just, and you use it first. You just, that's exactly what you do.
It's great. No waste. Love that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good. My fridge. So I'm a project manager in my 9-to-5 job. So you'd think that I would be really organized and like really about all of this stuff. I just love watching other people do it. Like my fridge is like, it looks like there's a bomb in there. It's really, really bad. There's probably stuff from about 4 years ago, but watching other people, I'm like, calm, centered. And then no, not in my own life, but I love that. So you spoke about, you know, other influencers and YouTube. Is there anywhere else that you kind of source inspiration for these sort of things in the projects that you undertake?
Oh, I love Pinterest. Love Pinterest. Pinterest. I've been searching on Pinterest since I was maybe like, I don't know, 15, 16, you want to have like a really cool bedroom with like your posters and your photos, your friends on the wall. And I want those beautiful lights on my bed. Yeah, Pinterest definitely. Just online, really. If it's not Instagram, it'll be, yeah, it would be Pinterest, internet, sometimes Facebook, not really though, and YouTube, really. They're probably my main. Is there anywhere else?
We also, so the little Nook, for example, we got that inspo from a display home that we looked through. So we like to go display home looking because it's fun. And 9 times out of 10, like this particular display home was stunning. I would have paid my life for it. It was dream gorgeous. Home. It was so beautiful. And it just had these awesome little nooks where you just drop your keys and stuff like that, and just little bits in it that it had a lot of personality for a, you know, for a brand new build sort of thing, which was really cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a stock standard home.
No, and the color scheme was kind of like we always thought that we would go with the same sort of color scheme. It was a little bit more bold in that one. There was a bit some aqua tiles and things that we haven't sort of gone with. But just, yeah,
the flow and the feel was really nice.
Yeah, it was a really beautiful house, just the colors and that. So a lot of inspo from display homes as well, just looking at different gardens, different colors and things like that. It was pretty cool.
I actually love doing display home tours. There's so many ideas. Like whoever comes up with the design of them, they just they build them obviously for families, and just the design and layout of them, they nail it like every time.
Yeah,
it's actually cool. Yeah, I noticed some of our other guests that have featured on the podcast, they do the same thing when they're sort of in the planning phase of their build, which I think is, yeah, a really valuable tip.
It's so good too, because I'm very visual. If Lizzie tries to bring me an idea or I try and bring her an idea, I need to see it, whether she builds me like a little 3D cardboard cutout or it's just like a 3D picture. I'm always like, no, but I need to see it. And then you go to a display home and you're like, yeah, like imagine, like, you know, I'm in the shower and you step over here and this works.
We actually get in the shower and we're like, just imagine, like, if we just had something like
Yeah, 100%. I feel that so much. So we're currently, as we're recording, in our kitchen selection phase. And so Nick, my husband, is like, oh, that would look really good. I'm like, no, you're going to have to find a photo of someone who's done that. Like you just, until someone shows me it, he's like, the drawers will go really nicely under the cooktop. I'm like, but will they? I just don't think that's something that people do. And so I feel that to my core. That is the funniest thing. So I'd love to touch on, like, you've done so many different projects, like, and so many incredible things all the way from, as you've said at the start, from like DIY projects and Christmas decorations was a really cool thing that you guys did. And so is there something that you've tried to do and it's just completely, you know, that show Nailed It? And it's just like completely flopped. It hasn't turned out like how you wanted it to do.
You can't think of any?
No.
Oh, you little good human,
no,
you.
No.
I did try a project, which was a knife holder. I was going to still plan on making. There is no such thing as not succeeding. So I did try once and it turned out that when I tried to make it, the magnets that I tried to put into it, I don't think they were strong enough. Or I think it's the way that I tried to make it. So I've had a couple of conversations and I've looked into it again. So it's like a project on the back burner because I bought better magnets and they're amazing. So but that is definitely a project that I tried and didn't work. And I got
it's like the opposite of nailed it.
It didn't stay. So did you try and put the knives on it? Like did it fail as you
yeah,
were,
so,
yeah. I was
yeah,
going to say, so that I, could have been a very dangerous project to if the knife was too heavy, was for example.
Yeah, so we put the block like on the table and then just put the knife on top and then tried to lift the block with the knife kind of thing. Yeah.
But the magnets I got were, I'm not very good with things like that. Like if you tell me to go and get a screw, so this is where like Lizzie would come into a lot of it because I don't know, like we could paint a wall, for example. You would think I would have learned in the 3 years by now the process of it, but I don't. So every time we paint, I'm like, which one do we do first again? And Issa's always like,
I'm like,
come on, think about last time. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. Just tell me. I'll do whatever you say, but you've got to tell me first. So yeah, like when it comes to screws and things like that, or how heavy I need to have a magnet for something, I don't know those things unless I'm reading something and it gives me the actual information. So those kind of things are a little bit of a trial and error with things that we do. It's the same as like we did the shelves in the lounge room, which we did during COVID, I think. We used like plaster screws in the wall, which we've never actually used. So it's like this, I don't know how to explain it very well, but
it just says it looks like a giant screw when you put it in the plaster, so then your actual screw can go through the middle of it. So it doesn't pull through the wall.
So it holds. And like something like that, Lizzie didn't read the instructions very well, so at all, actually. So we were trying to drill into it and they just kept going through the plaster. And I was like, I don't understand. And it was very frustrating. And then I read the packet and was like, oh, so it says just screw it with a screwdriver because there's too much pressure. So something like that took us a couple of trips. Well, it didn't even take us trips, but we had to wait, I think, because of the...
Because of COVID.
Yeah, we couldn't... COVID and the restrictions.
Get back in. Oh, my God. That's right. Yeah.
But it worked in the end and it's fine now. But there's definitely been, like, bumpiness.
I do love that you share that, though. Like, everything that you guys learn, you actively always try and share that with your following, which I love because, as I said at the start, like, I've learned so much and it's so good. It's like, oh, don't do that. Do this, like all those little hints and tips, and it's awesome. So, Izzy, I know you've got your background as a painter, and before that, were you in safety at some point as well?
Yeah, I was a health and safety advisor for a transport company, yeah.
Yeah, so like this incredible background and just so much knowledge, is that how you learn and have all of these tips and advice and everything that you've got, or is it, you know, a bit of a mix of trying things? How do you go through everything?
I think like painting wise and all that sort of stuff, I think I obviously learned quite a fair bit, you know, being trained as a painter. I knew absolutely nothing when I first started, and there was an advertisement for a brush hand who had no knowledge of painting so they could train me the way they wanted their painter to be. I was like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. So I think I got a lot of the knowledge and things like that from painting, but then also growing up, like my pa was a carpenter. I used to muck around in his garage with him. I used to help dad on the tools all the time, whether it was building something at home or fixing his car or whatever. And then my mum was also quite creative with sewing and, you know, different paint textures and things like that with her best friend. So I've sort of grown up around a lot of sort of hands-on creative sort of stuff, if you know what I mean. They've kind of groomed me.
It's in me.
It's just kind of in me, yeah.
Learned on Jess, the job, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whereas Jess grew up singing into a hairbrush and, you know.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing, no. I just never sang into a hairbrush before. I was too busy passing dad the hammer, so.
Yeah.
It's
so good. And I think that's like, again, why you balance each other out so well. And I do love that, Izzy, you're on the camera more now these days. I
think people noticed that.
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently I'm pretty funny. So.
Oh, hilarious. Your takeovers are my
favorite. You know it.
They're so good. They're so good. Every time you jump on and you're telling us what you're doing, I'm like, cool. This is great. I'm going to learn a lot today.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Cool.
Girls, like you've obviously got an amazing page. It's full of inspiration, recipes we love, DIY, design ideas, all your tips and tricks. What do you enjoy most about the whole experience, I guess?
Just standing back and just looking at what you've done. Like, it's just so cool to look at like the fireplace, for example, to look at something so bare. And it had its own little character, but just our personal addition to that space. And we get to stand back and just be like, oh, that's pretty cool. Now, and then when we sell it, someone else is going to fall in love with it too, which is kind of cool. I love that it continues on. I mean, that's really
totally.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think I love them more. Like, if in regards to Instagram anyway, it's just about like what you guys said, is that you can come to the page and you can learn from it. And there are things that we didn't, I guess, know in the beginning, or things that we did know. And it's just that being able to share it back and forth. And I love the empowering part that comes with it, that, you know, so many people, I was very much someone who was brought up as the world is your oyster and you can be anything you want to be. And I know that lots of people potentially weren't brought up that way. So if it's somewhere that people can come and feel inspired and, you know, take something away from it, and even if it is a laugh, because we love a good laugh, then I am totally stoked with that. I love getting messages about people saying, you know, you guys always make me smile and I had a really bad day today, and that just makes my day.
Really cool.
I absolutely love that I can be, or we can be, someone or something or some place that people can come to and just have a really good or a fun time, whether you take something from it or it's just a giggle. That's, I think that's cool. Epic. Yeah.
It's sometimes it's even something as simple. I did a little video on how to change the whippersnipper cord. because I was about to whip a snip and I thought I may as well just show people how to do it if they want to learn. And we got a couple of inboxes saying, oh, thanks, and we inspired someone to go and whip a snip their grass kind of thing, because they've been looking at it for, you know, weeks and just never wanted to do it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I could do that.
And I don't know how to whip a snip.
They just kind of do it. I'll teach you one day.
That's amazing, though. Yeah, that's just amazing.
Little things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can change one person's day, that's really cool. I think that's really cool.
Agreed.
I think that's really special that, you guys use that, your platform to do that. And I think even, I mean, the reno community, like, we love it. Everyone is so inclusive and it's like a family almost.
It is. It's a beautiful community. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we've certainly found that. But I'm speaking to the reno community specifically. What would you guys say are like your biggest tips for someone that's starting out and attempting to do some DIY?
Go to YouTube first.
Yeah. Research. Yeah. Research is huge. Like, it makes sense. Whether you think that you have an idea on it or whether you don't, it's just good to get different people's opinions, especially as a couple too. Like, I'm sure you guys would know, if renovating or even just picking up a paintbrush, you do things differently or you learn differently. So it's always like kind of like whether you butt heads a little bit or just being like, see, look, they do it the way I thought, or just learning, different ways how to do it, and being like, once you see it, I guess too, that also helps. But definitely research is huge.
And there's no need to rush. Don't rush. There's no need to rush. I think just sit back and just try and enjoy the ride.
And I guess if you make a mistake too, that it's okay. That's a huge one. I know that when we first did our laundry, when we first did the laundry, it was just a really random day. And we were like, oh, let's pull these planks off the wall. That'll be fun. Let's just do it. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. And we pulled them off and ended up pulling the plaster off with them, and there was like mold and stuff was falling out of the ceiling, and I was freaking out. But I guess, like, in hindsight, now that we can look back, it was fine. It was okay. I just breathed through it, learned about it, and then
there was no spiders. Everything was good.
The worst part.
But it's really easy to get disheartened, I think, in the reno game, especially if, like, I don't know, like, an order hasn't come and you're like, you're waiting, and that was what you were, you know, waiting for, or you get someone and they've cancelled on you, or I don't know, you're trying to do something yourself and it didn't work out, or you spent a little bit of money and you've got to pay more or whatever. I think doing renovations on a budget as well is something to consider, that it's not always going to be the best way to do it. Like, there's definitely avenues to take with, I don't know, the best way to do it and the cheapest way to do it, and trying to find that happy medium.
Like, if you look at the way we did our backyard, our garden bed, so we had just grass when we first moved in, and we wanted a garden bed all the way around, and we could have hired one of those machines that rips the grass up, and we could have got it all done in a day probably for, I think, $280 I think they were out for hire. But we decided to soak the grass with a hose, and I got on my hands and knees and cut little squares with an axe while Jess scooped them up with a shovel, and then we carried them one by one. And it took forever.
It did. But we also actually, we had a family friend who took the grass and replanted at their house. So that was kind of nice that we could do that. So that's cute.
Yeah, they've got a really cool lawn.
We'll probably most likely hire one in the future, because that was hard.
That was hard.
Lesson
was
learned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did it three separate times.
But
we'll probably do the same with the front garden now that we're thinking about it, I suppose. Probably get out there. The neighbors will think we're crazy, but, you know.
Environmentally friendly, like, you're giving back to people, so hang on to that thread and just thinking that as your mantra as you're hacking away. Oh, that is so good. So do you have, I know there was a painter's tool, which is now my favorite tool as well. Is there anything else? Izzy, you did it, you got it. It's my favorite. I carry
it's
it everywhere.
The best. Isn't it amazing?
The best. It's a life changer. Is that the top tool for you, or is there something else that you love more?
Ooh. Oh, no, I'm pretty keen on the painter's tool with the, it's just amazing. It's a hammer. You can get all your paint off your right. It's just incredible, that tool. No matter where I go, I've got that thing in my pocket.
Talk us through all the uses for it. Because I guess, you know, I've seen you do it, but what if someone listening hasn't seen what you do with this thing and why it's so good? Why is it?
I should do a tutorial on it.
You should. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So it looks like a scraper, right, with a handle and a scraper part. And then it's a bit of a funny shape, but it's got a hammer. It's got a sharp sort of edge where you can, like, pick out silicon if it's in the way or whatever else. It just, you can use it to fish out stuff. It's got a little hole in it so you can pull nails out. It's got a flat edge so you can open the paint tins and stuff. It's got a curved edge so when you've got a full roller, you can drag this thing down it back into your tub so you're not wasting too much paint. And oh, it is just the best tool I have ever bought in my life.
I love the passion behind her when she talks about it. You know how much she loves it.
It changed my life.
You should be charging them a commission for selling it so well.
It's incredible. You should really get one.
It sounds life changing.
It's really incredible.
So it gets me going.
I'm all like flustered.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's just that good. I think if you've done a tutorial, we'll pop it in the show notes by the time we record. If 100%. Not, watch out on the house that Jess built. There may be a tutorial coming soon.
It is coming. It's the coolest thing. Other than that, just UniPro. I'm like a magnet to anything UniPro. I love UniPro. I think, yeah, I just love UniPro.
UniPro brand, in case
sorry, it's
don't
a brand.
Know.
Yep. They make different painting products, yeah.
Is that your recommendation? Top paintbrush brand, UniPro?
Oh, 100% value for money. Like, I suppose I can't say the other brands that I probably wouldn't buy, but there is one particular brand and you're paying like $35 a brush, whereas UniPro, you're paying $10 a brush and it's so much softer. It pulls the lines out better. It's like feathered on the ends. Like it's almost got like layers as if you would like in your hair kind of thing. Mm. And it just, oh.
Lizzie compares painter's brushes to makeup brushes, which are very different, but they're so in the soft. Comparison.
Yeah,
so yeah.
There's nothing that UniPro hasn't made that I've just been like, oh, that's not that great. I use everything. I'm actually going to do a video soon because I was unsupervised at Bunnings today. Jess doesn't know about it yet.
I so love exciting. This. Are you going to do a haul for us?
You need to do a haul.
Yeah, and I haven't told her anything so I can get her reaction on film because I'm in so much trouble. I'm very excited.
This is exciting, yeah.
Oh, I've just done the biggest UniPro haul.
Good job.
Known to man, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that.
And I'd actually love to dive into this more. So painting is not my forte. I try really hard. You can't see how bad this wall is behind me, but that's all right. It's getting ripped out anyway. So I keep trying though, and I just get confused when I go and there's all these different shapes and sizes and, you know, different ends on them with the painting brush. Can you give us like a quick 101 on painting and what you need?
Yeah. So what I normally will go to, which you'll see in the little video that I'll do showing my haul, I'll always go for a 63mm wall brush. It just says wall brush on the packet, and that's my go-to for everything. I use it for glossing. They've got particular brushes for glossing and stuff, but I've always just found it. 63mm wall brush from UniPro, it just does the job everywhere. It's not too wide, so you end up, you know, breaking your wrist trying to brush and everything, but it's not too small where you can't get it far enough away from the actual internal of the wall to get your roller in sort of thing, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And with your rollers, the rollers are a bit confusing because there's so many different types of hairs on the on the roller.
This is where we got stuck.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got your mohair rollers, which have really short hairs, and that gives you, you know, when you're looking at the wall and you see all the little bumps on the wall?
Yeah, a bit textured. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called stipple. And when we were painting the new homes, the inspector would come through and check the stipple, and it had to be a certain way to meet Australian standards before we could actually hand over the house. The mohair roller will give you the best stipple, but you can't fill it as much kind of thing, like with paint, as you can with a wall roller. But it normally says it on the packet. It'll say walls and ceilings for this. Your mohair rollers are really good for your satin finishes and stuff like that with your gloss. And then they've also got like foam rollers, which are really, really good for like your high gloss, like if you're using a high gloss. And it'll just come up like a mirror, like it's just
another world.
It's a whole different world. Oh, I could talk about it forever if you want.
I've got a question because when we were painting our walls, I don't even know if this is correct, and you might actually laugh really hard at what I'm about to tell you. But when we couldn't obviously do it all at once, so like we would paint the walls, let it dry, paint the walls, let it dry, and then pick it up again the next day. So my husband said that in order to keep reusing the brushes, we would wrap it in Glad wrap and then put them in the fridge overnight. Is that actually a thing?
The fridge.
Yeah.
Wrapping them in Glad wrap. I've never heard of putting it in the fridge, but thinking about it, there would be no wind in there. There would be no heat in there to dry it out. It would keep it moist. That's actually a really good idea. I'm going to try that.
Okay. Wow, I'm actually really impressed by my husband.
That's pretty good. Good job there. And next to the paintbrush section.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Jess. I'm sure there's going to be a certain section in your fridge soon with like a dedicated paintbrush section. It's interesting because, I obviously had no idea what we were doing, but the only downside to that is sometimes I would do that after I finished painting and there was no more painting to go, but I'd still put them back in the fridge and then they'd be there for months and then they'd end up in the bin because they're disgusting.
They eventually dried out.
No one judge me for this, by the way. I just thought that was like a good tip and it seemed to work. Like the next day the brush would be totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than not doing that and then you get the crispy end of a paintbrush trying to just loosen it up again. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. So that was the actually the background for the whole reason I went to Bunnings today to do a UniPro haul. Because when I finish painting, I normally just chuck it all in the thing and then I put some plastic bags over it or whatever and I'm just like, yeah, I'll clean it tomorrow, and I never do. And I always have to throw out my brushes and it drives Jess mental.
I'm very much so. I like to reuse as much as I can and not waste.
So I went to Bunnings and I thought I'll buy everything again. We'll just do it one more time and then I will look after it. And if I don't look after it, then I guess I will suffer consequences and that is fine. But I thought that's a good way to go. Not that I get in trouble or anything because I'm a grown woman.
Stuff, but I love this. You've heard it here first, but guys. These brushes are going to be looked after.
Yes. Now I'm accountable.
I feel like we need evidence that they have been looked after after you use them. So maybe that's a post that we can,
Yeah, after every time we'll finish off the stories with me washing my brushes, most likely at midnight.
It really is the worst job. I really hate washing paintbrushes. It drives me crazy. Yeah.
And the shit just goes everywhere. It's so, especially because we use charcoal paint out the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And stuff just literally went everywhere. I think I washed them outside on the grass. Because I was like, I got nowhere to, like, I don't want to put it in the sink. Like, where do I do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Grass is normally the best because then it grows and you can just mow it away. And it's,
Exactly.
All done. Perfect. Last painting question. What about spray guns? Are you a spray gun enthusiast? Have you tried it? Do you like them? I'm sure you would have at work, but what about in your own projects?
Not really. Mostly because, inside we're living in the house, I suppose. So we're not going to, you'd have to tape the floor and absolutely everything. So I wouldn't spray inside anyway. We sprayed our window frames, but we put plastic, like, it looked like Dexter in here. It was insane to not get it out. But it still went everywhere, which was crazy. There was like a spray can sort of thing, but an actual spray gun. I don't lean towards it outside because you have to worry about if there's a little bit of wind, if you get paint on your neighbor's car or your neighbor's windows and things like that, then all of a sudden, you know, it's a time saver and it's good and the finish is really nice and everything. But no, I'm not a spray gun girl. We used to obviously in the new houses, but it's just not for me. And I think like when we did the brick wall outside, Jess and I sat there for hours just brushing and rolling the wall and we could just chat the whole time and we listened to music and we sung and we sort of just made it.
It's our jam.
We were kind of hanging out, so we don't see each other very much.
See, I love that side of painting. That's like the fun side. Like I know, Alicia, you hate it, and I'll probably come and help you paint your house because I genuinely love it.
You do know we're painting the whole inside of our house. Like we're not
okay. Maybe I'll just do one wall. I won't commit to the whole house.
You said it. I've got it on tape. You're coming to help.
I'd be happy. To come
if it's in June, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Yes, slight hiccup in June.
Yeah.
So good. Yes, our neighbours, they're wonderful. We love them. They're great. They've just moved in. They're renovating and they accidentally painted our house downstairs with their spray gun. So it's fine because it's all getting ripped out. But the poor thing, she was devastated. She popped up over the fence and she saw it. She was like, oh my God, panic. So it does.
So careful.
Yeah. And she was super careful. Like she had cardboard and she had tape and plastic and everything, and it still got through our fence. So lucky it's all being demolished. But yeah, the poor thing, she was mortified.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Cool. Okay. Well, last one to wrap it up. Can you give us a sneak peek into any of the projects that you've got coming up on the horizon or anything that you guys wanted to do?
Which one?
What are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing?
She makes the decisions. What are we doing, darling?
What's on the list?
Italy. What's on the list? What can we do? I think at the moment we're probably going to try and smash out a couple of our smaller, like the bathroom and the ensuite are probably going to be something that's going to cost us more money than anything. So we'll probably push those towards the end of the year, but a small project. There'll probably be something outside to do with the floor in the undercover area.
Ooh.
That'll probably be next before it rains because the weather will change.
Yeah, before the weather turns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think the idea is to try and save for the bathroom and ensuite, and then in between just do little things like the internal doors. We're going to do some stuff to sort of the same as we did with the wardrobe doors, but a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
The insides of the wardrobe, so we've got more storage and more hanging space because it's the old school, just one shelf at the top and then the bar underneath and that's it.
And Jess is breaking.
And they're all, I've reinforced Jess's like 3 times because it keeps falling because someone's got a problem buying clothes.
Everyone's got one problem, right?
Well, they just get heavier and heavier. One. You know, it's not like you're buying anymore. It's just they're heavy.
Yeah, maybe you should do a tutorial on your wardrobe and the mammoth amount of fabric you have in there. It's insane.
Options. I like this.
Yeah. So little things like that. And then that way, once we've saved up enough for the bathroom and the ensuite, we can get them done at the same time, and then it'll pretty much be a finished house, hopefully.
How crazy!
And then I don't know what.
How exciting!
Yeah,
good to have a bath.
Oh yeah, it's a nice
feeling. Such a good feeling. I think that's my favorite part out of every reno is when you can actually like either have a really nice shower in this clean space or have a bath.
Yes,
it's
just,
yes.
So
we
nice.
Have like an old school green, like dropped bath. It's cute. But I don't trust it. I just think it's different.
Like our bathtubs, the green and the shower bases, green, like those, the deep bath style shower bases.
Yeah.
And it's just,
you'll see in the coming months, I'm sure.
It's really
bad. Well, we had, I feel, the matching pink version of that. It was really cool. Ooh, like, great to demolish. It's really fun to know those ones. So good. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. As we've said, there's a few things we're going to pop in our show notes today, but where can people find you and follow along and see all of these wonderful things?
So head to Instagram and follow the house that Jess built. That's pretty much where we're at. Hopefully towards the mid of the year, we might be starting a little bit of a YouTube just to get some more videos out there and to be on more of a, I guess, social platform, because I know not everybody has Instagram, so that's something to keep your eyes peeled for. But yeah, that's where you can go. That's where you'll find us.
So exciting. And I can't wait to see the knife block project come to life. Oh. That's going to be exciting.
I need to find those magnets.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
So good. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Chat to you guys.
Thanks, ladies.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you liked it, don't forget to hit subscribe and share the episode with your reno friends.
If you're looking for like-minded people, come and join us in our private Facebook group. Or follow us on the gram at renovating_Australia. See you next time.